Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
If I can just remind you, Hussein is an educator, a public speaker, a thought leader, an author involved in Israel advocacy. We spoke about Hussein's journey last month when we spoke to him. Today I'm going to ask him his opinion on certain other issues. Hussein Abu Bakr, what an absolute joy to have you with us again on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you, Simon. It's a pleasure to be back.
Hussein, difficult for people who are not Muslim to have anything to say. In fact, it's difficult for anybody to talk about anybody else's religion at all. But Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, came out last week and stated that, in his opinion, Islam is a religion in crisis, and he has unveiled a plan to fight radicalism. The response to that comment from people such as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been nothing short of anger, accusing him of impertinence. Does Emmanuel Macron have a point?
Well, you're 100% right. It's really difficult for non-Muslims to talk about Islam or say anything like that. But to be completely honest, for about 150 years, if you examine literature coming out of Muslim countries, you'll find that there's a big body of literature about this very issue, that Islam is in crisis. So when Emmanuel Macron said it, he's actually repeating what a lot of Muslim intellectuals have been actually debating for a very, very long time. And it's a big debate inside the Muslim world itself, in terms of Islam, not just as a belief system, but also as a culture and as a civilization. So, of course, he has a point. I mean, when you talk about, well, the heart of the Muslim world, which is the Middle East, is responsible for over 60% of human casualties of war, current casualties of war, and I think over 65% of the world's total population of refugees. So that is not a coincidence. And I just want to reiterate that he's not saying anything that Muslims are not saying themselves.
That is interesting. What's also interesting is the timing of his particular comments. I mean, there is a presidential election coming in the future. I think it's in 18 months' time, where apparently he and Marine Le Pen are neck and neck, so maybe he does need to appeal to a certain section of the electorate to stay in power. But he talks about Islamist separatism. He seems to lay a lot of the blame less on mosques and more on schooling, and talks about engendering a local education that would perhaps let me say that all over again. They appear to import imams and teachers from the Middle East. Yeah. He seems to be saying that will no longer be allowed. Does he have a point there?
Definitely. From my own experience with the Muslim populations in Europe, they do have a serious problem with ultra-conservative attitudes that can easily veer into Islamism and Islamic extremism. I have to say it's a far bigger problem in Europe than it is in the U.S., for example. And I think it has to do with a lot of factors, the geographic proximity of Europe, to the Muslim world, just geography. Also, I think the social and the economic structure of the welfare European state as well, that created, truly kind of self-contained, European ghettos. Of those Muslim communities. I mean, I in the UK specifically, I saw Muslim communities of second and third generation.
Oh, we're losing you there, Hussein. Gosh, I hope not. Hussein, have we got you back?
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Sorry, we've lost you for possibly the last three or four sentences that you were saying. We're not having a good day with technology in South Africa this afternoon, Hussein.
I'm sorry. My fault. Well, I was saying, yeah, it's a big problem, and Macron definitely has a point to insist on Muslim pupils and Muslim children to learn in French school system for better integration into French society.
He did say something else, Macron. He was acknowledging that France must do more to offer economic and social mobility to immigrant communities because he says that radicals are the ones who fill the vacuum. Is French society, well, in your knowledge of French society, because we are talking about France in particular, is it a particularly racist or Islamophobic society?
I actually don't think so. I think it's really ridiculous to accuse the country that accepted the most Muslim immigrants, in the Western Hemisphere, of being Islamophobic. There are problems with integration in terms of those, immigrants due to, I think it's actually a mutual problem, whether it's a behavior of the state itself, or the behavior of the immigrants who preferred, you know, kind of to live in their enclaves. But I don't think that France can be accused of being Islamophobic. Also, these countries, France included, were targeted by heavy financing. I mean, the mosque problem that he talked to, you're talking about a problem where those Western societies, yeah, were targeted with heavy financing from Qatar, from Turkey, from other places into exactly the kind of radical mosques that those countries wanted to promote. So you have also this problems of when he talked about, you know, the imams being imported from Turkey, from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar. Yes. So you also have an external element to French society.
I just wonder to what extent they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I understand his issue with Islamist separatism. He says it flouts French rules, seeks to create a counter-society. But how far are they going to go? Are they going to force Muslim shop old owners to sell pork? Will Jews be hit by the same laws? I presume they will. I mean, how far will the French state and its adherence to secularism go?
Yeah. I don't think it will be as dramatic as that. I don't think they will force, you know, shop owners to sell pork or anything. There is a question of how far they are willing to go, especially that the elections, are coming up in 18 months. So a lot of this also could be more related to building up his posture to be able to, appeal to, a wider, range of constituents and voters. Especially those who support, right wing or more conservative policies of Marie Le Pen, for example. So I don't know exactly how far are they willing to go, but French secularism in general, I mean, French secularism is not known for a clear, separation between church and state. If anything, it's more known into the state being kind of more hostile and aggressive, towards protectionism from the church, or protecting people or society from the incursions of religion on society. So it's not that France doesn't have a precedent on being anti-religious, specifically anti-Catholic, but their ability to actually take an aggressive stand against Islamism, I wouldn't say Islam, I would say actually Islamism, I think is still in doubt, especially that just saying these comments, as you mentioned at the beginning, really evoked this storm of condemnation from a lot of people. One of them is Erdogan himself, mm-hmm, the number one sponsor of global Islamism today. So how far will Macron actually go with his plan? Time will tell.
Last question for you, Hussein. Do you think that his interventions will make a difference?
I definitely hope so for the future of Western Europe and the future of France. I actually would like to remind you of something that the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates had said, I think, in 2017. And I want to remind everybody that the United Arab Emirates today is at the forefront of creating a new moderate Islam in the Middle East. So we're talking about a country that truly, even for me personally, a person who's very skeptical and critical of Middle Eastern culture, the Arab Emirates really is gaining incredible amount of credibility, in terms of their commitment to that moderate, good version of Islam. The Arab Emirates foreign minister, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed, said in 2017 in public, in a conference in Europe that there will come a day where we will see far more Islamic extremism coming out of Europe than the Middle East. And this might sound ridiculous, maybe even sounded more ridiculous back in 2017, but I actually think that is true. Middle Eastern states, due to the fact that they being Muslims themselves, I think they do have much more leverage and ability and freedom to talk about the issues of Islamic extremism and to actually fight it aggressively in their countries. Europeans, due to a myriad of problems that have to do with, you know, issues about liberalism itself, feel less able to do that. So I hope that Macron will succeed, because if he doesn't, the future of Europe will have a serious Islamist problem that will actually affect the entire world and ironically will start affecting the Middle East itself.
Hussein Abu Bakr, I can't tell you how grateful I am that you agreed to speak to us. I'm giving you the heads up that next time I speak to you, which hopefully is in about a month's time, it will be about an article that you've written that appears on your website, www.husseinabubakr.com. You have written an article called On the Jew Hater Question, which is possibly one of the most interesting, fascinating articles that I've ever read that actually gives one the tools to understand anti-Semitism. So thank you so very much for your input today, and here's hoping we can chat about your article On the Jew Hater Question next time we chat.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.